Radio now.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Once again, we are more than halfway to the weekend. Glad to have you in. It's a good day to be in listening to the radio because it is not nice outside. So sit back, relax. If you're still at work, just plug in your headphones and we'll take you through this Wednesday. You listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. Right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ. The website is at 1700thechamp.com. I have all the programs are up, all the podcasts. And I did check the other day. I pulled some up on Audio Boom, Spotify, Amazon. They're there. So give them a listen. We've had a lot of fun in these last few weeks and pretty excited about it. And sorry about that. I had to do a little work on the microphone. My microphone is not acting correctly today. It's got a little bit of a crackle in it. Got a lot to talk about today. There's some big news out there. I mean, everything starts to get big after a while. AJ Green in the transfer portal, he's also made himself available so that he can have an NBA check like Chris Murray's doing. It's kind of funny. I had somebody ask me about Chris Murray and AJ Green when they heard that today. And it was interesting because I was like, okay, they're comparable. I mean, AJ Green has been a better college basketball player than Chris Murray so far. There's no comparing. But he's also not 6'8", 6'9", big wingspan, and has a twin brother that's going to be at least in the top five picks. Right now, it looks like Keegan might be going to the Indiana Pacers, and that's when we can all give each other hugs and kumbaya, because we're going to have a Hawkeye and a Cyclone playing together on the Indiana Pacers. That would be awesome. What a combination Tyrese Halliburton and Keegan Murray could be. You kidding me? Come on. That would be outstanding. So that doesn't mean that, you know, AJ Green goes in the transfer portal and the only place he's going to look is Iowa State. I mean, his dad is there. If anything in the world could take away the sting of losing Tyrese Hunter, that would be one. And it's probably going to make a lot of people mad. In the way that NCAA basketball is right now, and Tyrese Hunter is still young, AJ Green is a better player than Tyrese Hunter right now. Doesn't mean he's going to make a better pro, doesn't mean any of that. Game on the line, defense, IQ, AJ Green's a better player. I'm sorry, and I love Tyrese Hunter. Hated to see him go. Understand why he's going, but hated to see him go. Don't at me with it's an upgrade. I'm sorry. AJ Green doesn't play point, doesn't play true point. Taman Lipsey's going to come in and be part of that. Taman Lipsey's a really good player. Played in the same circuits out there in AAU basketball as Tyrese Hunter. Maybe not as physically gifted, but mentally, He might be better mentally, even. He's just a tough kid. There's a little bit of football in him still. So probably of all the things for us locally, I mean, AJ Green going in the transfer portal, I feel bad for Coach Jacobson. You know, that's the most difficult thing. being a mid-major in Division One sports with a governing body that doesn't do a very good job of governing. And I'm sorry, because it's getting to a point where whenever we have something and we're like, well, you know, this is an issue. Well, all these things are issues because we had a governing body who can't see in front of their face. You have to be out there. You have to be ahead of the curve. I had Scott. Scott was in here yesterday. He'll be in again tomorrow. And we were talking about F1. Nobody, I knew F1 existed because when you'd have F1 drivers try to come in and run in the Indianapolis 500. That's pretty much what I knew of F1. They had a Netflix show, and it just exploded. The NCAA basketball is the opposite of that. We're the NCAA. We can't let anybody see what we're doing. Can't, you know, we're not out there thinkers. They're not any of that stuff. Everybody's saying, well, the transfer portal is a hindrance to our sport, or women's sports is a hinder to our sport. Whatever you're out there saying, when you have a lack of leadership, companies fail in this country, businesses fail in this country because of lack of vision, lack of, just that singular focus on making sure that we're doing the best we can do with what we have to help what we're trying to help. And the NCAA doesn't have that. That's for sure. NAIA in this country runs twice as well. So with all of that, AJ Green doing that and leaving you and I, it's not like in the Missouri Valley that you and I still can't compete. AJ Green just made it easier. And I've said all along, the biggest misnomer that anybody had in this state or in these surrounding states is you did not give Bowen Bourne a big enough look. And I remember talking to Schaaf. I remember talking to Kevin Lehman. He's awful small. I don't care. The kid's amazing. I think you and I is going to be just fine. But that does hurt when you lose two of your leading scorers. It's hard to bounce back. But there's talent in this state, too. The one thing I do agree with everybody is everybody needs to worry about the transfer portal. You need to – I'm even to a point now where I believe that you should have somebody on your staff that is their sole thing they're doing, trying to keep your players from getting in the transfer portal by making sure that their needs and everything are being kept up. And I understand that it's not easy for the coaches to do that all the time. It's easier than basketball. Can you imagine doing that in football? And it doesn't seem to be as big a problem in football, because if you have 1, 2, 3, 4 kids leaving football, that's a team of 60, 100, whatever, depending on where you're at. It's a lot different than a team of 14. 3 people have a team of 14. That's a quarter of your team. If it's used correctly, the transfer portal works. Here's another one today. I heard this one today too. Kofi Cockburn of the University of Illinois. Here's the thing about Kofi. He is an amazing, amazing college basketball player. And in the same regards that I have for AJ Green, he's an amazing college basketball player. He's a major high school basketball player as well. So was Kofi. Unbelievable. But when I'm looking at draft ability, where can you go? What can you do? I can find comps for Keegan and Chris Murray. It's harder to find comps for Keegan because he's advanced in his offensive game as well as his defensive game and his rebounding. he could guard the 2, the 3, the 4, and give help on the 5 because of his wingspan. AJ Green and Kofi, I'm going to take both sides. So you have could be a point guard, but more of a shooting guard. Could play small forward, 6'4", probably a little too small to play small forward in the NBA. And you have Kofi Coburn, who is just not big enough to be a 5, and maybe not as it's not that he's not athletic, but not as smooth athletic as you see some of the power forwards in the NBA. Well, when Kofi Coburn was a sophomore, he tested the NBA. Or no, when he was a junior, because he's going to be a senior. So it was his sophomore year. As a sophomore, he tested for the NBA to see where he'd be. He wasn't a first-round draft pick. Because he gets an extra year. So this whole COVID thing and the years. I'm going to give you the rule first. You can only go and be tested for the NBA to see where you might project in the draft 2 times. It's a rule with the NBA and the NCAA. Now, why that is humanly possible for if you were an NCAA player and you could do it all 4 years that you are there, why wouldn't you test the waters if you're good enough? And that's what AJ and Kofi and Chris are trying to do. I have a skill set. Does that skill set get me in the top, does it get me into the top 50 players? So then it's a choice. Am I in the top 50? I don't know how Kofi moves up into the NBA and what he does. So if he has another year of eligibility and he's enjoying college basketball, go back and enjoy it. Same for AJ Green. Don't go until you have to. If you're not knocking somebody's socks off thinking, okay, you can be in the first round or maybe the first 10 picks in the second round. But the NCAA, once again, puts a rule in it that makes absolutely no sense. I wish them luck. I would love to see AJ Green come to Iowa State. It would make for a really good basketball team. And I think that it's the bad part is it's the bad part for you and I. But that's just part of the game, right? It was bad for Iowa State with Tyrese. It was, last year CJ Frederick and now Joe Toussaint and players who had grown through the system are not at the University of Iowa anymore. And they're still looking. They're still looking for a 5 because they lost some players and it's going to matter. The scary part for the University of Iowa right now is what happens if they tell Chris that he might not be a first round player, but he's definitely a high second round player. What do you do? Do you stick around and play another year at the University of Iowa? Have that same kind of maybe turnaround success that Keegan had and be in the first round? Or do you go get a contract and just start your career? It's going to be interesting for him on what happens. When you're looking right now, the last that I saw, the Houston Rockets were, I just don't think they're going to let Chet Holmgren get by them. And I know he's skinny and is his game going to, produce somebody big is going to have to guard him. And unlike sometimes when he was with Gonzaga, everybody that's on the floor of a lot of these teams can shoot the ball. That's the one thing that Houston has. If they can have an inside presence that can open up their shooters, that's going to be a big deal for them. I've said all along, I think the best player is Paolo Banchero. I think he's the best player. He can definitely play 4 positions. I mean, he's not going to be able to play the 5, but he can play the rest of them. A lot of people are higher on Jabari Smith than I am. It's not that he's a bad player. It's just, his offensive game is not as advanced as Keegan Murray's game is, or Paolo Banchero, or Chet Holmgren. Jaden Ivey, I mean, he is a 6'5", 6'6", guy, athletic, has a lot of upside. Man, that's awfully high for a number four pick. I think Keegan's easy. Portland has them taking Ty Washington. I don't even remember anybody talking about Ty Washington this year for the Kentucky Wildcats. I don't. I don't think this is a great draft. So maybe that helps Chris Murray. Maybe that helps AJ Green. You still have to be able to find a comp. And even if the reason you can't find a comp is because you're so diverse that there isn't really anybody in the league playing, I think Keegan Murray is a smarter Lamar Odom, a smarter basketball player with a much better level head on his shoulders than Lamar Odom. But Lamar Odom was an amazingly good basketball player in the NBA. It's going to be interesting. The bad part for the NBA, Devin Booker is going to be out for a couple of games. He's going to be out games 3 and 4, hamstring. You never know with a hamstring. You could feel good 1 minute and go out and practice and be right back where you started. Ben Simmons has a chance to play. Zion Williamson saying the only reason I'm not practicing and doing that is because of the team, not me. I think the Pelicans have some splaining to do. We'll talk about some of the games last night and some of the games that have been happening here as well. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. We'll be back right after this break.
Champ, Central Iowa's home for sports talk radio. Steen on Sports, real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Hope everybody had a great day. Hope you stayed dry. Hope you stayed safe. Drive home safely. You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day, right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, real sports talk for real sports fans. I have something coming up here. Six things mentally strong people do. One of those six things. Make sure you talk about your sponsors when you start your show. I messed up on that. I'll correct that here in just a second. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ as well. Website 1700thechamp.com. Some somewhat exciting news, really exciting news, that we'll be giving tomorrow when Scott comes in here for Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. A little addition to some ways that you can get in touch with the program. So excited to do that, but I don't want to do it when he's not here, so we're going to do it when he's here tomorrow. As always, wanted to say hi to Nana. Love you, Nana, and hi to DJ. Nana and Jen and Chad and Tracy went to see Father Stu last night. I think they all enjoyed. I asked Jennifer how she liked it, and she said, I laughed, I smiled, I cried. That's a pretty good movie. I like those kind of movies. So DJ and I had a night. We just kind of hung out. So it was a fun night for us as well. Okay, so going through sponsors, I'm just going to give you an update on all the sponsors that we have for the show. BetMGM, day one. DeMoss, Des Moines Orthopedic. Set up a couple of more interviews with them, set up a couple of more interviews getting ready for Palmer Group. So things are moving. I like that. Once again, mentioning Palmer Group as well, Woodman Controls, Northwest Bank, Heritage Buildings, Maintenance, and, it makes doing this show a lot of fun. I wanted to start out today and just give a shout out once again to Woodman Controls. Woodman Controls is a control company. They are an Iowa-based contractor that designs, engineers, installs, commissions, and services buildings automation systems. Things that make everything run. They come in, they set it up. So you have hands-on, no matter if you're in building, in route, at home, you can have the ability to see everything that's happening in your building. It's much more technical than that, but that's how it's explained to me. So that makes it easy. You can always request services. You can ask about the services by going to woodmancontrols.com. One of the things that that they're looking at, not only to get their name recognition out there to know what Woodman Controls is, but it's also to have people go in at woodmancontrols.com and look at their business development ideas, their internships, their jobs that are open, applications are available. They're looking for work. Once again, it's an overwhelming thing in, well, at least in this state and in most of the country, there are far more openings than there are people that are applying for openings. And that makes running a business very, very difficult. So I am happy that we get to discuss something that's not normally. They don't do a lot of advertising, but to have that need to have people. So we're hoping that we can get those connected. So I was saying it earlier, we have a couple of interviews. I'm going to give her props, Melissa Mirfield with DMOS. We have Dr. Gannell, foot and ankle doctor. We're going to get her in here as soon as possible. Rachel Ash, it says cadence. That would be, for me, that would be walking, and things like that. So there's three or four more that are ready to come on to talk DMOS, which excites me a lot. We also had, we're in communication, with the Palmer Group. So we have one coming up on April 27th. It's Brian Glass. He's the Director of Information Technology. One of the things that, topics that he's going to go over is biggest opportunities for workers who have been affected by COVID-19 or just job loss. Chris Lorenz, Vice President, is going to be coming in. His topic is the biggest job growth sectors for people to look at to take advantage in this very fast moving job market, and many, many, many more. And it's really exciting to me, because here's the difficulty, right? Is you have a radio show that you talk about sports, but we talk about a lot of things. It's too early in the year so far to see what your numbers are, but I think our numbers are growing. When I look at my podcast, I look at people listening to my podcast. When I have people that stop me and talk to me, I have people that recognize my voice. I think we're gaining momentum, and you know, thanks to Cumulus to believe in me, thanks to my family for believing in me, thanks for a bunch of friends for believing in me, one of them who sits across from me a couple times a week. You know, we sit and we put our heads together and you know, good things happen. And I appreciate that. I'm overwhelmed by that and want to continue to grow. I have the ability to love, to enjoy, to talk about a lot of different things. And shutting me up is not easy. So it hopefully makes for good radio. So they're looking at doing more things to go out through the rest of the year. And we'll do a lot more stuff. The IMT Marathon with DMOS is going to be a big deal. Northwest Bank was day one. A big part of this show. And then with people like Woodman Controls and Heritage Building Maintenance. And it's really funny. We have more that have contacted either Scott or contacted me, want to sit down, want to talk about things. So things are going well. And it's because of everybody listening and giving advice. And it's I'm an open book. I'll take advice. I hope everybody understands that I am all for having people tell me what to do. I'm very good at taking direction. Let's get into a little bit of sports. Minor League Baseball. This is coming to Major League Baseball, folks, and I hope everybody's going to be happy about it. When you go to an iCubs game, you're going to see a pitch clock. That's another one that I'm going to talk about here, too. Randy Wehofer, I think, is going to be coming in on Mondays to talk iCubs baseball with me. And there's a pretty good chance with some of the regulations being lifted and stuff that it's going to be in studio, which would be really cool. They installed a pitch clock. I do believe it's 14 seconds if no one's on base and 18 seconds if there's somebody on base. And right now it is shaved 20 minutes off of minor league baseball games. It is coming, folks. It's coming to Major League Baseball. Also, they're going to start testing this too. They're going to start testing how you can call balls and strikes. Here's the interesting thing, and I can't just pull it up, but next time that I go in here, I'll take a picture of it. Somebody that I follow sends me all the time as many games as they can find. There is a social media posting on balls and strikes, missed calls, correct calls. And the last four he sent me, he goes, this is what we need to talk about. And it's the four that are making 96, 97, 98% of their calls that they make are correct. When you're looking at a computerized screen that shows all the balls and strikes and what they called and what they should have called. I mean, that's missing four or five a game. Think about that, folks. These people are throwing 100 miles an hour. The ball has incredible movement. You have a big man in front of you squatting down and a big man in a box, and you still have to see this little square that's about 12 by 12 inches. My issue that I have is you have another five or six that I get sent even more who are in the 85, 86, 87%. You can't be missing 20% of the calls in a game. 100 pitches, that's 20 pitches. Say a normal strikeout at bat has five. I mean, that's four outs. Something has to be done, and I think if it goes to that as well, that's going to speed the game up too, because there's way too much talking between the umpires and the batters and the catchers and the pitchers and all that as well. You're going to have to do signals easier. I still have no idea the pitching coach in the dugout can't have a ear headphone in and a little microphone on him calling in pitches to the catcher and pitcher. I have no idea why you have to go through all the signals. It's ludicrous. You can't be changing. That's stupid. We're not changing baseball. We're not making you, instead of running to first, you're going to run to third. That's changing baseball. You know, home runs are outs. That's changing baseball. Man, some of these people just have to lighten up, man. I'll tell you what. Biggest news in the NBA right now, Devin Booker out games 3 and 4. Once again, it's a hamstring injury. That could be games 3 and 4, 5, 6, 7. And the Pelicans are young, athletic, and have no idea what they're in for or doing because they haven't been there. That does not look good for the Phoenix Suns. And now you're putting all that pressure on bringing the ball up the court on Chris Paul, who's 38 years old. Chris Paul and LeBron James, same age, 38 years old. Drake and the Des Moines City Schools are getting ready to start on their community football field in the Drake neighborhood. I know a lot of people don't like it. I do. I think it's a community builder if you do it correctly. A lot of these schools, instead of having to keep up a field and all of that, that takes away other things in their athletic budget, if you have this football field, maybe that allows you to spend more money on other sports to do better things in those sports. I also heard, and it'll be nice to have Randy Weyhofer be in. I got home last night. Here's the fun thing for me. So I leave here at 6. By the time I get home, it's like 6, depending on traffic. And, man, traffic has been horrible, and the wind's been horrible. I get to Nana's about 6:25. But Nana listens to the radio show up until 6, so she just starts watching. She records the news, and she starts watching the local news. So I get to see some of the local news. When I got home last night, they were talking about – so one of the things that Major League Baseball is making the AAA clubs, if you have a center field view and – when you go to Principal Park, if you sit behind the plate, your view is the Capitol. And it is gorgeous. It's a gorgeous view. Here's the problem. The Capitol has a golden dome on it. And on day games, or even early night games, the sun is beating down on the golden dome and is right in the batter and catcher and umpire's eyes. And a lot of them say it's really dangerous because they can't see things sometimes. Major League Baseball said there has to be, you know, you have to have a tall enough fence that nothing that you can see behind that is going to be distractful to the players. They're also going to do some upgrades all over the place. It's a pretty big project. City of Des Moines has to agree to it. I would have a feeling they're going to be extremely happy to go ahead and do that. I have not watched the new made-for-TV series of Showtime and the LA Lakers. I want to watch it because I think the people that are playing some of these characters, I want to see them play the characters. Well, one of the characters that have been played, and the NBA is not extremely happy, and I know that Jerry West is not very happy. Jerry West is the logo. He is the logo of the NBA, one of the greatest general manager executives in NBA history, one of the greatest players in NBA history. And they did not do a very good job of matching up him with what he's really like. And he wants an apology. I don't think they're going to give it to him because it's given him too much pub. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with all that. Jerry West, to me, is me growing up, that was just somebody that I wanted to be like. You know, I couldn't be Kareem. I'm not 7'3". I could be Jerry West. I mean, I can't be Jerry West. I wasn't that good, but I could try to be Jerry West. I could try to hit game-winning shots. When you're on my driveway in Mitchellville, I was Jerry West, folks. I'm just telling you. I can't wait to see what happens with that because it wants to be an ongoing show. You can't be making the LA Lakers and their team unhappy about what's going on. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Sign up for 101.3 and 1700 The Champs eClub online at 1700 The. Join the conversation now on Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ, real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back, everybody. Happy Wednesday. As usual, this show is flying by. My goodness. You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports, at 1700 The Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ. Website is at 1700thechamp.com. You can listen to the show live by clicking on the live microphone. You can get to my podcast through Audio Boom on the 1700thechamp.com. I am, what is my, I just, oh, Spotify. I know that you can get them on Spotify because I pulled them up on Spotify and I listened to a couple of them yesterday or last night. So you can do that as well. I'll get today's up when I get home, or I'll do today's and Thursday's, tomorrow. I've been trying to get them up every day. I'm getting so much better at it, it takes me like 10 minutes to get one up. So it's not as big a deal to get up as it used to be now that I'm starting to understand. Once again, teaching old dog, 56-year-old old dog, new tricks. I'm learning. I want to, once again, talk a little bit about our sponsors. I had a question, and then I'm going to go to our next one. Is, you know, when you talk to your sponsors, what are you looking for? And one of the things that I'm looking for a company that I would have no problem whatsoever recommending to somebody, talk about something with somebody, and be able to feel excited about talking about the company. And I want them in the long run with us to think the same, that when they're out saying, yeah, we advertise on this show, it's a sports show, but you know, he's very excited to help us do whatever we think. I mean, if you're doing a, you know, I try to say this to some of the companies, you know, if you're out there doing something for the community, tell us. We'd love to celebrate stuff like that. We'd love to celebrate things that we do out in the community. You know, there's all kinds of ways to get people, you know, it's just that one time somebody hears something on the radio and go, oh man, I could really use a service like that. And it connects, and hopefully we're helping connect. It was funny. I was just sending back an email to Lauren, who is my contact at Palmer Group. And I read through this email, but I read through this, and my wife is sitting there shaking her head right now. Yep, you read through the email on parts that you saw that excited you, and then you got excited, and you started answering around and read the whole email. So she's like, hey, man, I've got our information technology guys ready to come on. The vice president of the company is ready to come. The vice president of the company and the director of information technology want to come on and talk to me. I mean, I'm giddy. And so, man, I'm writing back and saying, hey, that's awesome. I am so excited about that. And I didn't even read the whole email. And the best part of the whole email is I'd love to meet and discuss monthly budgets and payments so we can set up for the remainder of the year. I just had somebody send back in that they're ready to commit for the rest of the year. I didn't even answer the email to that. All I answered was how excited I was to talk about them. Hopefully that rubs off on all of you as well, because if I'm that excited to talk about a company, then I mean, not to mean this in a bad way, but it means something. And it definitely means something to me. So I might as well talk about Palmer Group since I started, and Lauren has been amazing, and Morgan have been amazing to work with. I have a connection with this company because of their founder, and their founder in 1998 was Austin Palmer. Through Dowling and through having kids at Dowling, we started up a friendship, and it's a very important friendship to me. He was kind of like a mentor for me, except for he'd be mad because he's not that much older than me. Great family, and it meant a lot. And I always knew that he had this really good company that helped people. And his way of helping people is trying to connect people that have a need for somebody and somebody who has a need for a job. Might be one of the most important things, especially during COVID and all these tough times we're having. Probably might be one of the most important jobs that are out there. Palmer Group now is an employee-owned company. This unique opportunity allows employees to own company shares and stock. They take ownership of their work because they play a large part in the company's success. When they're successful, the company's successful. Here's the key. When the company's successful, they're successful. It's a two-way street, and it's really, really interesting. The major industries that they work with: accounting, finance, admin, customer service, construction, engineering, manufacturing, human resource, information technology, marketing and sales, mortgage and banking. Right now, if you go out there, I think they have 280. That's 280 jobs that have been there for that they're trying to place. I think that placement is much higher than that. That number is much higher than that. It gives you the opportunity, if you are satisfied with your resume, you're satisfied with your interviewing skills, then come in and let them point you in a direction you need to go. If you're not as comfortable with those, come in and let them help you get comfortable. That's the one thing you have to do. You have to be able to sell yourself. That's one of the more difficult things that I've had to learn. I'm extremely good at congratulating and building up others, not as much to myself. And you have to have that self-assurance and that to think that you can be able to do that. What they're going to do is they're going to come in and get you comfortable to go in and be in an interview. I've had some interviews when I was really, really not good. And it was a companies that I was going in, and I didn't know if I wanted to be there, but I needed a job coming out of school and all that. You throw me in an interview now, and it's a job that I am excited about and want to talk about, I'll knock your socks off now. I mean, I can talk for an hour. That's the confidence that you have, that you need to have to be able to do well in an interview. You have to be quick on your feet. You have to know who the company is that you're doing. They help you do all that. And that'll make your job easier, and it makes their job easier. And like Scott said yesterday, Zach has said this, Andrew has said this on the show as well. And I have to make that known that my middle son works at Palmer Group. He worked in the mortgage and banking department. On Monday, he started in the construction, engineering, and manufacturing department. They want to help you as much as you need help. And that's the same. I mean, they're giving that same customer satisfaction on both sides. So it's such a good relationship on both sides. That is going to help you so much. I know how much they care. I see it in emails that come back and forth. I hope you can tell how excited I am about talking about them. So it's a win-win for everybody. And I'm very happy that they're a part of this program. We were talking a little bit about the upgrades at Principal Park. We have we're so lucky to have something that's as nice as what it is. When we traveled down on vacation, we stopped at a couple of minor league parks on the way that are really cool as well. Having a minor league ballpark in your town is very exciting. Today I saw a post from Gary Kerner. Gary and Gail, their son Jack played at the University of Iowa. He's getting ready to hopefully be drafted. I think his comps are really good. Saw the same for Jake Hummel today. Shout out to him. His comps are really good. I think there's a pretty good chance that both of them may get drafted, or they get to go somewhere where they can pick maybe where they fit the best. But he was at a seminar, and it was with Jim Morris. I don't know if everybody remembers who Jim Morris is, but Jim Morris is the person that was in the movies. The Rookie, that he went out and he got to throw in the major leagues because his family and his son goaded him into going and trying out. It's a cool story. He said this person was, his seminar was awesome, excellent, and it's pretty exciting. And I felt that from Gary. That there's another one of those that kind of kindred spirit, you know. He was excited about getting to see it. That's the same thing that I would be. And when you're excited about seeing stuff, you go on social media and you make sure that people know that you're excited about something. That's a feel-good story. Feel-good stories are awesome. We don't always have all those. I got a couple other stories today that will kind of make you go, you know, that's not a feel-good story, but things that happen and people have talked about, and we'll go through a couple of those as well. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ AM 101.3 FM. Thanks for coming in today. We'll be back right after.